You know, following Jesus Christ is an exciting journey, but as with anything, there are risks involved. So how can you make your life count for eternity despite life's uncertainties? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Lisa Harper likes to share God's life-changing hope everywhere she goes.
I'm all about sharing the living hope of Jesus Christ. I can't not, and I know that's a double negative, but I can't not risk for the sake of Christ, because this is how I live and breathe. This is who I am.
And as a single 50-year-old woman adopting a young girl from Haiti, Lisa knows what taking a risk really means.
He's always calling us to risk. And when you really look at Christ followers in the New Testament, there was no room for comfortable, safe Christianity. Now, someone listening, their risk might not be to adopt. You know, their risk may be to walk across the street and invite their neighbor to church, or it may be to reconcile with a parent who was cruel when they were growing up, or, you know, it may be a totally different risk.
And in taking risks, some of God's greatest blessings can be seen. But it might not be easy, and it might not be comfortable.
I just think in this phase of my life, this chapter of my life as a Christ follower, I'm so tired of trying to be safe. I can't even reconcile that biblically. I want to run as hard as I possibly can toward Jesus. And I'm inevitably going to get my knees skint sometimes. But man, the joy of being all in instead of trying to hold something back, it is indescribable.
What a great encouragement. We all have opportunities to make a difference for eternity. For some resources and how you can get started, go to makingyourlifecount.org.